Campbell and Farwell.
Mornings on Country 106.7.
We send things, little things that we want to talk about the night before the show airs to make sure we're bringing you people the most quality stuff we can. And producer Polly was very excited about this story last night of a British Airways flight that had to, it was going to Dubai and had to return to Heathrow because, Polly, why did the plane have to turn around, Polly?
There was a huge stench on the airplane about 30 minutes after it took off.
Wait. Was it the stench of gasoline or some other chemical? Because that would freak people out.
Smoke?
No.
It wasn't smoke either?
No. The pilot insists it was not a mechanical problem with the plane.
Did somebody bring a pet skunk and store it in cargo?
No.
What happened, Polly?
I'm puzzled, Polly. I don't know what could possibly cause such a stench on a plane.
Well, it appears that someone went to the washroom.
Uh-huh. And smoked a cigarette?
No, that'll get you thrown in prison.
Yeah.
You can't do
someone
that.
Went to the washroom and really stunk it up. And that smell went through the entire plane.
So what you're saying, Polly, is this is a story of poop on a plane.
Absolutely.
Did you know that in the word fecal, in British way of spelling, there's an A? Did you know, like F-A-E-C-A-L.
They're strange, those Brits.
They put weird letters in strange places.
Yeah, they do.
So somebody poops on the plane and they have to turn the plane around.
Well, passengers started to complain.
I don't blame them at all.
And the stink would not go away. They had to return the plane to London Airport.
And this, you find this hugely amusing.
Well, you know, I don't normally find that kind of humor funny. I just think it'd be, you know, thinking about the passengers on the plane and what it would have been.
Couldn't they just have the,
my God.
Couldn't they just have the flight attendants come down the aisle with clothespins? Here you go, one for your nose, one for your nose.
How about an air freshener
bottle?
Sure.
They
said
it glowed.
The passengers said it was unbearable. Unbearable. That is, I didn't want to do this story.
Let me tell you a little story related to this story.
I already have an unhealthy fear of airport bathrooms or plane bathrooms. I just can't do
it. I used to work for a company, not in radio. And it was a very open office kind of concept. There weren't really many doors anywhere, including going into the washrooms. You know, you kind of went around a bend, whatever, right? So you just walk in.
I don't like that either.
And there was this one area in particular. There was a washroom in a small-ish hallway or area. And this group in this particular building, there were five buildings within our company on this campus, they called it. And they brought forward to the Health and Safety Committee that there were, quote-unquote, unpleasant odors permeating from this particular washroom. So they had to do something to help with the airflow because it was just in such a confined space.
I get that people are trying to be cool and, you know, all open concept, but there's a reason why there have been doors on bathrooms since the beginning of bathrooms,
well,
including the outhouse.
Last I checked, there were doors on the bathrooms to the washroom in planes, too.
I guess that's
pretty special. Has this person won some kind of award?
Special.
And to say that passengers were inconvenienced is a little bit of an understatement. They had to wait 15 hours for the next flight to Dubai.
Next time.
I just would have put up with the poop smell.
Just suck it up, kids.
Campbell and Farwell. Mornings on today's best country. Country 106.7.